Couple years down the road, and Sunday, and not just like any Sunday either. The Sunday is a little more special than most because today is the day that you are going to meet your girlfriend's daughter.
Whoa.
You've been seeing a woman now for about 8 weeks. You've had several like really great dates with her. Feels really good. She is a single mother. Her daughter is 11 years old. Typical 11-year-old kid, you know, nothing out of
Okay.
the ordinary. And you guys a few weeks back decided like, yeah, you know, this is gonna, if you're somebody that I want to like date exclusively moving forward, like it's important that you meet like my daughter, you know, and that's something that you understand. And you kind of like gotten yourself into a position where you feel like you're ready for something like that.
Whoa.
And
Dang.
you feel good about it. You know, you've fallen for this woman. Her name is Teresa Sandoval.
Okay. What's the daughter's
She's
name?
her daughter's name is Marie.
Cool.
And Teresa Sandoval, she's a secretary. Loves her job. She's really good at her job.
She's a what?
She's a second grade teacher.
Oh, okay.
She's a teacher.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. She's very creative, very expressive. She likes to paint and sculpt. And she's really easy about it. She likes to do it in your presence. You know, even if it's just like you guys are hanging out for a night and you're gonna read something, she's gonna sit there and paint.
Oh, that's cool.
And just being together is kind of all you need. Excuse me.
That's nice.
Yeah. And these last like 8 weeks have really been eye-opening. You know, you might have a toe in the water right now, you know, but it's not something like you're actively pursuing. And you just honestly get swept off your fucking feet. Teresa is funny and she's charming. She's well-read. She's very thoughtful. She's has good opinions about things, music, movies, television, books, you know.
Hell yeah.
She's not afraid to like challenge your opinion on stuff or like ask. She asks really great questions, you know. It's fantastic.
Okay. It sounds intense.
Intense is, yeah, I mean that's probably, I don't think it's not, I think intensity has like an air of difficulty to it that this does not. It's not like working, you know, you're just spending time together and enjoying one another, doing anything and everything.
Yeah.
It's intense and like the intensity of your emotions and the way that you feel is probably certainly more intense than you've felt in a while. So that's 100% accurate.
Okay.
So this is a very, this is an intense relationship and it's heading into uncharted waters for you. And that kind of scares you know, as it would anybody.
It's very new.
It's very new, but you know, you actually message me at one point and
Whoa.
you go, I know that like I can't say this for sure, but I just can't imagine this woman not being in my life.
Whoa.
It catches you off guard how it unfolds. You know, it starts off small, coffee dates, library dates, museum dates, sneaking away on weekends when she doesn't have Marie. So maybe you guys spend a weekend in Fredericksburg. You pick peaches as the sun sets.
What?
At a little Airbnb, you pull over off a rural highway.
To just pick some peaches
You pick some peaches.
with my lover.
You kiss throughout the sunset. You drive back to an Airbnb and just fuck like crazy
Oh,
for the
I
first
mean,
time.
sure. The first time.
The first time.
Okay. That's cool.
And it's just magical, red hot, red hot.
Whoa.
And you loved every minute of it. And you get the feeling that she feels the same way too. You know, there she was upfront that she was like a single mom, but she had like withheld like the offer of meeting her daughter until she felt like, oh, this is somebody I want around for a little while. You know, this
Okay.
isn't some sort of like, this is somebody who's like a good person and would be like a good influence, you know, and like be a nice human being to my daughter, which is more than what a lot of women ask for, you know.
Sure.
So you get out of bed on Sunday. You're gonna meet Teresa and Marie at a park. You guys are gonna have a picnic.
What's
It's
the
a little bit
park?
of an overcast day. It's like perfect.
What's the name of the park?
The park is called Tammy Kwan Memorial Park.
Tammy Kwan.
Yeah. It's a little park by your place. It's a little pond on the edge of it. Houses a family of ducks, and they are not afraid to eat your bread.
Oh, okay. Why is it named after Tammy Kwan?
Tammy Kwan owned the land where the park was built on, and she murdered her husband in the 40s,
Oh my God.
and the judge was a neighbor of Tammy's, and they had always like duked it out for like lawn of the year, the best looking grounds, you know, and that
Whoa.
judge was like, I'll let you out of jail on one condition: you donate your land to the town. And to save herself from going to jail for murder,
Yeah, well, that seems like a very.
she gave up her land, and they turned it into the third most beautiful park in Austin.
Wow. Whatever happened to Tammy?
Some say she fled to Phoenix,
What?
others Vegas. Most people were sure she went out west somewhere, but not a lot's been seen or heard from her since.
So they
But
named
those
the.
ducks
Yeah.
will eat your motherfucking bread.
Really?
There's like a notorious family of ducks that live on this pond. For
Yeah.
the last 3 summers, these ducks have been terrorizing people. So where people started calling it the No Bread Pond. Because they know that if you go out there with a sandwich and it's in your hand, they don't care. They're coming for it.
Okay,
They'll eat the
wow.
bread right out of your hand. They'll
Only,
eat the bread out of your fucking mouth.
what if you don't? What if you don't have bread? Like, what if you have like
Well, then you're good to go.
chicken wings or
That's why they call it
something?
the No Bread Pond.
Okay.
Because only fucking idiots bring bread to this pond. You know, with these ducks nearby, that is.
Of course.
Fortunately, the ducks are not there today. They're across town at another pond, fucking a different group of ducks. So there's like a Twitter
Wow.
account that alerts. They're like, hey, ducks are gone today, you know?
That's how intense
Yeah.
this family of ducks are.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's at Are the Ducks There? And every day it's some guy who's just like, yeah, man, they're here and they are not happy. You know?
Dang.
So point being, you got the lake to yourselves.
Fuck those ducks.
You get to the Tammy Kwan Park. You ordered a kite. It came today. Lanillax kites.
Wow.
You've got all of them. They've got every kind of kite you could ask for. They got the box kites, they got the flat kites, you know.
What kind of
They got
different
your
types of
classic
kites are
four
there?
corner quick tights, you know. They
I
got the
guess
like, you know, they have ones that are like different shapes and sizes, and they've got all the branded stuff, you know.
I guess I've never really thought about the variety of like kites.
You walk into the store and you are surprised. You're like, how the fuck does Lanolax Kite stay in business? And there are hundreds of varieties of kites.
Wow.
They're various sizes, various price points, various levels of quality. You know, you pay for what you get. You get what you pay for, as they say in kites. You buy a Lanolax box kite, right? You got the rope. You pull it out of your car. You see Teresa and Marie sitting under a tree, the blanket already down. They got a picnic basket open. Teresa walks over to you. She introduces you to her daughter, who is like a spitting image, right? She's like, oh, this is you at 11 years old. Like, it's so obvious, you know?
Oh,
She
yeah.
looks like just like her mom. She has a brilliant, warm smile, a demeanor that is mature beyond her years. She's a lot like her mom. She's very articulate. She's like whip smart. She's very sharp, right? And you meet her and you're instantly like, okay, this kid is like cool. You know, this kid like cracks jokes and laughs and is like a free, fun spirit and like a child that like you might not be like somebody who's like, oh, I can't wait to have kids someday, you know, that might not be
Yeah,
you. But
no.
you've never like you definitely like lean into this a little bit, you know?
I lean into this.
You lean into this. And over that lunch that you guys share, they made chicken salad sandwiches.
With bread? Oh,
There was
right. No,
this,
the ducks are gone.
the ducks are gone. Yeah.
All right.
You guys already cleared it this morning. You had
We
a
should.
very early conversation about it. So you guys, she makes chicken salad sandwiches, like a little hummus and crudité, carrot, zucchini, hummus, some fresh fruit, bottles of water,
Hell yeah.
and a slight breeze rolls across that Texas waterfront right there on the pond. You hear the croak of bullfrogs. The chirps of crickets. Place feels alive. It feels vibrant with your energy as well. You have an outstanding lunch, right?
Yeah, fucking sounds like it. Jesus.
It's great. You're hitting it off with Marie, right? Everything's going good. So you're like, hey, I brought this kite. Like, there's a little bit of a breeze today. And you're like, we're at a park. Let's fly a kite. Teresa kind of rolls her eyes, and you're like, don't roll your eyes at me. And Marie's like, yeah, don't roll your eyes at him. And she's like, let's go. And you guys get up and you set up this kite. And like, she gets it up in the air. She's like flying the kite, you know? And
Good.
everybody, you know, you're all marveling at it, right?
Yeah, I'm not very good at kites.
Yeah. And you know, that's, you used to not be good at kites, but you have since gotten very good at kites.
Really?
Yeah. You went to Clyde Duggan's School for Kites.
Who's Clyde Duggins?
Clyde Duggan's is Texas's best kite master. He does like a show where it's kind of like a Wild West old-timey show, but he's got like various kites and he does tricks with them. He's
Oh.
got like one kite in each hand. He puts one on each toe. He has, at one point in time, he has over 30 kites in the air.
What?
One tied to each one of his digits on his hands and his feet. He's got a piercing in each nostril that he ties a kite to.
Oh my
So
God.
he's got like several of them in his ear.
This guy
At one point in
rules.
time, he has 36 kites in the air.
Jeez.
He's amazing at kites. And for $49.95, he'll give you a 6-week course in Zilker Park. You come every Saturday from 12 to 2. And by the end of that 6 weeks, you're not going to be Clyde, you know, by any stretch, but
But I'll be whipped into shape for sure.
you'll be able to hold your fucking own.
Okay.
So you look at Marie, right? And you're like giving her directions. You're like, hey, yeah, you got it. You're gonna have to walk with it when it gets, too much wind. And she's like guiding the kite around. She's doing a pretty good job.
All right.
You send a text to Clyde. You go, hey, I might have a new student for you.
Whoa.
We'll report later.
Oh,
He sends you back a picture of him with giving a thumbs up. He's not wearing a shirt. So
Clyde.
you're like, what? Huh? He just doesn't wear a
Clyde.
shirt when he's at home.
All right.
So you're again, you're watching Marie handle this kite. She's whipping it around, right? She's feeling confident. The skies get a little darker, right? The temperature drops a little and the wind picks up. And you see that she starts to kind of struggle against the kite. And you see Teresa get this kind of worried look on her face. And you step in, you're like, hey, seems like it's getting a little windy. He goes, let me grab it. And
Yeah.
you take it from her, and the wind really picks up,
Whoa.
right? The wind is like really whipping, and you're like looking at Marie, you're like, I got this, You're like, I was trained by Clyde Duggins. And she goes, who? And you go, he's the Texas best kite master. He teaches classes,
Yeah.
And you're like, I'll introduce you.
I would just think about what he would do in this situation, I guess.
You
Did
think back
he
to what
prepare
Clyde
us
would
to
do.
this? Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
Clyde's he said, so when you took Clyde Duggan's class, right?
Yeah.
You took it at Zilker Park, right? You're right there on Barton Creek, right? Right there by, you hear the trickle of the running water as the creek goes by. There were six of you guys that took that class, and he walked in front of you shirtless like a drill instructor, and he was
That's
like,
this
man,
guy.
throughout your height history, there will come a day when the bitch we know as Mother Nature strikes back.
Holy shit,
He pulls a
Clyde.
long length of fabric from his pocket and he ties it around his forehead, right? He raises a hand to the air, and it's almost like he flipped a switch. Guys turned dark, and the wind started whipping, and he threw his kite up in the air, and you saw it just yank him like a fisherman getting pulled in the opposite direction by a state record catfish.
Holy shit.
He says, he's like screaming because the wind is really howling. He goes, the most important thing is a strong base. And you watched him dig his heels out of his boots into the fucking dirt. And you think back to that and you dig your heels in. And
Yeah.
the wind picks up and it pulls you across the turf, ripping up strips of grass in your wake, like
Jeez.
tire tracks on hot asphalt. The wind is like just really, really howling, and you're having a hard time, even with your 6 weeks of training from, again, the best kite master in all of Texas. You're having a really difficult time controlling this thing. But you look at Marie and you don't want to let her down, so you hang on.
Yeah.
You feel the tug of the rope, right, left, up, and down. It slacks and then it snaps at what seems like warp speed, and you get pulled in the direction you can only describe as further. The wind really picks up, right? There's lightning in the distance. You smell rain on the air, and for just a moment, your feet come off the ground. You look down, you see Teresa and Marie underneath the tree, like clearly concerned for your well-being.
Yeah.
Teresa's like, just let it go. And you look at Marie and you're like, no, I won't. The wind whips and sends you straight up in the air. It throw this, you're hanging on to the handle of this kite, and the wind picks you up, and you land face first on the softest, fluffiest surface you could ever imagine. You kind of look up, there's like white all around you.
What?
You go, what the fuck? You kind of like spread apart. You're like moving it around. It moves like fog. You look up, you just see a blue sky above you.
What's going on?
You reach down and you feel just like this cottony softness against your skin. And then you realize that you have landed on top of a cloud.
What?
Yeah.
How intense was this? Was the wind?
Pretty fucking intense, man. I told you it was pretty intense.
Jeez.
Pulls you off of the earth and you land on a fucking cloud. You kind of like sweep through the fog of the cloud in front of you. It dissipates. And you look over, and through the fog, you see like these little rings of light. Like there's like four of them.
Okay.
And they're all kind of like together. And then you hear like giggling. You hear like a group of people giggling.
Oh no. Fuck. This is not
What do
good.
you do?
Oh man. So I'm on solid ground. It's not ground, but you know what I mean. The cloud is solid. I can walk.
Yeah, you can walk around. You kind of like sink. You're not like sinking into it, but it definitely yields to your steps.
Okay.
Like
Man.
snow in that way.
I walk towards the rings, I guess.
You walk towards the rings. You kind of like see that you see a little bit more of the light that gets dissipated. You know, the closer you get, it's a little bit brighter.
Okay.
And you're kind of going that direction. You hear somebody go, "Shut up."
Oh,
And
man.
you see like all of the rings like kind of turn.
What?
Yeah.
I freeze.
Somebody goes, "Hey, who's there?" Who's out there?
I just don't say anything.
They go, "There's four real tough guys here. And
Oh,
we're gonna come in there and kick your ass.
man.
Now speak up."
No, I just don't
You
say.
hear a fist getting smacked into a palm.
Holy shit. Okay.
This guy's like, "This is me punching my palm. You probably can't see it through the cloud. But that was it."
Why did he? Okay. I guess I go, all right. I mean, what can I do? I can't run away. I'm on a cloud. I go, all right.
You say, "All right,"
I
right?
go, hey, what's up?
The fog gets swept out in front of you, and you are looking face to face with four angels.
What?
Yeah. And they don't look like they just look like regular people, but they're wearing like the long flowing robes and they all have like a halo around their head.
Oh, cool. Classic angel.
Classic looking angels, four of them. And there's a tall, skinny one. He kind of steps forward. He goes, "Who the fuck are you?"
Hey, I'm Pat. I don't mean to be here. I'm sorry. I was on a I was there was a windstorm and I had a kite and now I'm on a cloud. Can I just get out of here, please?
There's like two of them that are like twins. They're like short, squatty, fat little men.
Well.
And they both walk and talk in unison and they go, "What do you mean, a kite?"
I
And
show him.
you hold the kite up in your hand. There's another one who's like kind of boy next door-ish. He grabs it out of your hand. He goes, "Oh yeah." He's definitely like a boy next door kind of an angel.
What do you mean?
I don't know. He looks like a boy next door, kind of an angel. He's got like chestnut, windswept hair, piercing blue eyes,
Yeah.
strong jawline. He looks at you and he goes, "You mean to tell me this brought you all the way up here?"
Well, how else did I get up here then?
And he goes, "I don't know. This is new to me too." He
I've
goes,
never.
"We hang out on this cloud all the time. We've never seen anybody else here."
Well, I'm sorry, I
You look
didn't.
over and on like the edge of the cloud, there's kind of like a railing, and you see like they've got like carvings in it,
Oh,
like
okay.
almost like it's wood. There's one that just says "fuck." There's a big pair of tits
Oh, man.
on like the wall, kind of, and you kind of see it, and they all kind of look at it, and the two little fat ones like shuffle in front of it.
I go, all right, guys, look, I don't, whatever you guys are doing up here is, that's cool.
He
I'm
goes,
just.
the tall, skinny one goes, "We're not doing nothing."
Okay, then can I just go, please?
He's like, "How? You gotta jump?"
Well, you guys are angels. Could you maybe fly me down?
They kind of laugh, right?
What?
They go, "You want us to carry you all the way to the bottom?"
Is that a big deal?
He's like, "No offense, Pat, but yeah, we're not really made for that."
Well, but I thought angels were like supernatural or something. Aren't you supposed to be good guys? There's four of you. You could help me.
They kind of look at each other and they're like, opportunities like this don't come around very often. The tall, skinny one sits on like a chair made out of clouds. He's like, what's your name?
Patrick.
He says, my name's Brian. The
What's up, Brian?
two fat ones, he points, he goes, Jim and Terry. And he points at the boy next door looking one. He goes, this is Alpha.
What's up, guys?
And they go, hey. They all kind of like say hello.
Yeah.
And they're like, a kite, bro. He goes, what are you doing? And he's like, who flies kites anymore?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was with like a kid.
He's like, oh,
Also, a lot of
yeah,
people fly kites. There's a whole store about it.
the tall, skinny one goes, he goes, oh, you got a kid? You got a family?
No, it's I guess my girlfriend's kid.
The two fat ones, they go, ooh, ooh.
Knock it off.
You turn a shade of red.
Blush. Oh no.
Your whole fucking head blushes. And just for just
Jesus.
a moment, a nearby 747 thinks it's a light from another plane. That's how red it gets.
Oh my God.
He calls it, he grabs the radio and he's getting ready to call and he like clicks the button and he like breathes into the microphone. And then he doesn't see it again, and his hand just shakes, and he puts like the fucking microphone thing back.
Right.
He just
Wow.
white knuckles the whole way to Miami.
Jeez.
He never flies again. So the tall, skinny one, Brian, he goes, "You have a girl?" He's like, "I don't believe it," and he spits over the side of the cloud.
Right, man.
He's got. He's got the sleeves of his robe rolled up.
Oh, jeez. Well, I do,
And he
so.
goes, prove it. And he points to the corner of the cloud. There's like a big telescope. Do you look down and find Teresa?
Yeah, I guess I do.
So you look down.
Mean, they're probably worried.
Yeah, you get on the thing and you like look down and you see she's just like crying, like sitting
Oh,
underneath
jeez.
to the tree, just crying. Maria's crying, right?
Don't worry.
And Brian goes, not bad, tears and all. He goes, how'd a chump like you score a babe like that?
What is your problem, dude? I'm stuck on a
He
cloud
spits
with
over the
you.
side of the cloud.
That's fine. Do whatever you want. But this is so weird, man. I've never been on top of a cloud. And to be honest, you're being kind of a dick.
He's like, well, you showed up on our cloud. He
I
goes,
didn't
this is
mean
our
to.
turf.
I didn't mean to do it. You think I want to be here?
He kind of smiles. He goes, all I'm asking is how you bagged the babe. He pulls a toothpick out of a pocket on his robe,
Oh,
pops it in his
jeez.
mouth. He
Fucking
chews on
guy.
it hard.
Oh man, how did I already forgot. How did I meet her? How did I meet her?
So you met her at a library. You were there looking through some books, and you both reached for the same Alice Munro book at the same time.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
All right, so I
So
tell
he
him
again he you tell yeah
we
you
met at a
tell that you guys
library.
met at a library. And one of the fat ones, Terry, he kind of like slaps Brian on the arm. He goes, I told you girls like books. And Brian kind of goes, psh, whatever.
Mean, not all of them do. She does.
And they kind of like look at each other. And Brian goes, what else do girls like?
I don't know, man. Everybody's different.
Alpha kind of like strokes his square jaw.
Alpha, the boy next door. Ugh. All right. What does he
He
want?
sweeps his hair out of his eyes.
Yeah.
And you think that guy's got no trouble getting trim. And he does not.
Okay.
But he's also like not one of the kids and tell. And you know, Brian, Jim, and Terry, they're gonna have their fun and he's not gonna spoil it for them.
I
But
don't care
that
about
guy
any
is
of this.
fucking so many other angels.
Get me off of this fucking cloud, dude.
So, but yeah, Brian's like, okay, yeah, I get everybody is different. He's like, but what? Like, what are some things? Like, if you were like looking to meet a girl, like, what would you do?
Okay, so just to make, I guess, a large generalization, I guess I would say that in general, they like it when you're nice, and if you're funny, that helps. A lot of times you're not as good looking as them. That's kind of odd, but it's cool for us, I
You
guess.
look at Alpha when you say that, and you think, well, there are exceptions to every rule.
Okay. Why am I obsessed with this guy? He's just that good
He's just
looking.
very handsome, yeah.
Okay.
Very handsome.
Yeah, so just don't be a jerk and be respectful and, you know, I don't know, man. Everyone, you know.
He's like, yeah, I know all that. He goes, but what do you do? How do you do it?
I don't what are you asking me? This is so fucking frustrating. This is
Jim and
so
Terry
god
are like, Jim and Terry are both like, Brian's not good talking to girls. They say it together in unison. Brian's like, shut up, dorks.
So all you have to do if you want to be good at conversations is you just ask questions. That's all you have to do. And then when you ask people questions, they reveal stuff about themselves. You get to know them better. And then the more they start talking about themselves, you learn more about them, and then you can be like, "Oh yeah, I do that stuff too." You know?
He's like, so I just go up to a girl and just start asking her questions.
I mean, that's part of it, I guess. I mean, it helps if you know them already a little bit. I mean, you just be
He goes, what if
empathetic, I
you don't?
guess.
What if you just see her across the cafeteria every day?
Look, man, the cafeteria every day?
Yeah, that's what I said. He kind of takes his toothpick, flicks it over the side of the cliff.
Can you explain a little?
His Q-tip or his toothpick falls down the straw of a Dr. Pepper at a Chipotle, and a guy drinks it, and he winds up getting it gets caught in his throat.
Ooh. Does he sue?
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But he does not win because they're like, how is it? It's just not possible, you know?
Yeah. Well, tell me about the person that you're interested in.
He's like he's like it's theoretical. It's not real, okay? And the two Jim and Terry, they both start going they go Georgia Wilson.
Oh, yeah. So
Right?
tell me about Georgia Wilson.
And he goes, "Shut up." And he kicks them both. And he looks at you and he goes, "Don't say her name."
Okay, so then what? What's your problem? What is wrong with these guys? These guys are so hostile. I'm trying to help you.
He's like, well, you're doing a lousy fucking job of it.
Well, you're an asshole. All of you guys are
He gets
such
up and he just
assholes.
punches you right in the jaw,
What?
right?
I
He
kick him.
punches you right in the jaw. You kick him and you hit him like square in the knee and his
Yeah.
knee buckles. And then
Fuck you.
he snaps his fingers and the cloud dissipates beneath you
No.
and
Oh.
you fall back down and you've got a hold of that kite and you're just going, ah. And
Oh,
you fall like through
Ryan.
several clouds. You fall through rain, right? You fall through a
Yeah.
flock of birds, right?
Jeez.
You got feathers like all up in your face, and you're falling. And you get close enough to where
Oh,
you can
no.
see the park. You can
Yeah.
see the fucking the. You can see Teresa standing underneath a tree, just crying. Marie's like consoling her by the side,
Yeah.
and you see that you're just like falling and falling and falling, and you land right in the pond, and you die on impact.
Ugh.
The ducks go back and the ducks eat your body.
Oh, fuck.
They were so hungry from just fucking for hours that they
Oh.
came back and they were like, man, I can't wait to eat some fucking bread. And they saw your body just lying there lifeless on top of the pond and he just ate all of it, bones and everything.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What the fuck was
Teresa never dates again. And they found they only found your boat where that you landed because that kite just floated right on top of the water.
Oh, man. Ah, oh, those guys were so unpleasant. I mean, I was trying to help them. Everyone's different. If you just gave me some information, I probably could have helped a little bit. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but you didn't. And he snapped the cloud out from underneath you.
Well, fuck him.
You fucking died.
Fuck all of those guys.
Yeah.
Fuck
When
you.
you hit the water
Yeah.
splashed all over Teresa and Marie.
Oh, really?
This girl,
Damn.
this girl's pond water just covered them, and like, you know, you exploded on impact, so there was like your stuff in it, and it was just very gross. Any place around the park where your blood had mixed with the pond water and it splashed,
Yeah.
everything that it comes into contact with dies, and nothing grows there ever again.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah,
Wow.
they
What a
wind up paving
horrible
it.
day.
Yeah, in about
Oh.
5 years, they just pave over the entire park.
Jeez. Tammy Kwan.
Yeah.
The betrayal of Tammy Kwan.
Yeah.